these stunningly wonderful qualities, and then say, you see, this is the you that I know. And when you're being other than that, I don't see you.
Okay. Thank you. I have a more technical question about, you said that thought forms actually evolve, but they need a thinker in order to evolve. But then I've also heard that...
Well, any thought that you think, a thought, a vibration, law of attraction, in other words, once a thought is projected, and to be utterly accurate, there are no new thoughts. There are just thoughts that are reactivated from your unique twist and spin.
Okay.
And so rather than using the word think a thought, let's use a more accurate phraseology. Let's say I focused and therefore activated that vibration within me. So then your question might be, well, what's happening to the thought? And we say, why do you care?
Okay.
What difference does it make? In other words, there are a myriad of thoughts. Every thought that's ever been thought is out there. The only thoughts that are significant to you are the ones that you are activating by your current focus. That's like saying, I'm eating a meal today, but I want to be aware of every morsel of food that's being eaten on the planet at this very moment. And we say, why? What does it have to do with you?
Okay.
It just doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yes.
And then finally, is there a stream that Abraham asks questions of? Do you have an Abraham?
That is a very good question. In the same way that you are in your physical form and you have an inner being, your inner being has an inner being who has an inner being who has an inner being. So, oh, we really like this question and you're really going to like this answer. So you are the leading edge and you have an inner being who has an inner being who has an inner being who has an inner being. We'll leave some of it out, who has an inner being. And somewhere, what you would want to call the first thought, and we'll talk about that if you want to, but please don't make us.
No,
so, back there, in other words, the inner being, your inner being, let's just go that far back, stands in this stable environment that from your perspective you would call pure positive energy, which means there is never enough variance in that vibration to ever cause any destabilization to the platform from which you come forth. But then here you are, out here on the leading edge, mixing up the contrast, reaching out there into that new adventurous place, giving birth to yet a new rocket of desire, which your inner being then immediately embraces. So even that which is your inner being is expanding because of that which is you. So you can't go back to the beginning because what is at the beginning is expanding with what's out here on the leading edge. Isn't that nice to know?
Yes, that's great.
We like you to know that.
Okay.
That's why it is so satisfying to be in a physical body and deliberately aware of how to come into alignment anytime you want, and then to view the new, fresh world through the eyes of the wisdom of all that is. It just does not get any better than that. And the only thing that ever causes you a deviation from your sense of well-being is when you get out there on the raw and ragged edge in some new exploration that doesn't allow you the benefit of the stable environment from which you have come. And in this gathering, just in the days that we've been together, we have amplified this understanding in a whole new way by helping you to understand that, yes, you were who you are in the beginning, and then you became this, which is in this physical body, which gave birth to more, which the beginning of you has become. In other words, this is that cycle of life, you see. It is not possible to separate yourself from the expansion that all that you have lived has caused you to become, other than during the negative 10%, was it? And the negative disallowing of who you really are in any moment while in your physical form. Because when you croak, right back into the fullness of all that you have become. And some say, so let's see if I've got this right. So I was pure positive energy. I came forth, have a miserable time, bang around, give birth to new things, which I may or may not catch up with. Hopefully I will, and sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. And then I croak and go right back into pure positive energy.